blockbuster NBA trade that everyone wants my take on. I mean, everybody's looking at that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
My son, I got this text from him. I couldn't believe it. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, he's like, "Can you believe what's happening in the NBA?" And I was like, "I don't know what's happening in the NBA." You know that I don't follow NBA as much.
I don't either.
You know, but well, of course, we'll get into this and we'll break it down. But the Mavericks sent Luka Doncic, who I know is a superstar, to the Lakers, but then they got back Anthony Davis, and all the experts seem to think that the Mavericks lost this trade, that the Lakers certainly got the best player. But I thought Anthony Davis was really good. Is he not?
Yeah, he is. I guess he's older, obviously.
I didn't even know that, honestly. If you had said who's older.
He's 6 years older than Luka.
I thought they were about the same age.
This is a win-now move for Dallas, they feel like.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they gonna get a lot better because they got rid of Luka Doncic?
Well, Luka's been hurt.
I thought Davis was the one that was injured often.
He is often injured, too. Mm. Luka, though... Well, I can relate to this. Luka, as of late, has been considered fat and unreliable.
Oh, my. Get the NBA music.
Wait a minute. I didn't want. We're not breaking this apart right now, are we?
We can go through it another time.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is analysis you're not going to get on.
No, yeah.
All right.
Get up.
Okay. So you're fat and unreliable.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Let's trade him now while we can still get some value.
Maybe we should get into a win now mode.
Yeah.
Who do we like in the building? Who could we trade Biggie for?
Someone older.
Older, but has something in the tank.
Now listen, a year from now I could turn it around and be great again.
You could be Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
You could be Jelly Roll. That's right.
That's the hope. That's the goal.
It's possible.
So the Lakers feel like they're looking long term.
Okay.
Dallas feels like they're looking short term. They have Kyrie. They have a decent roster that you put in Anthony Davis. I feel like it makes them a stronger contender now.
Very interesting.
But the Lakers are ahead of the Mavericks. Even in the standings now.
Yeah, but I think the Lakers look at it as a chance to get somebody who, I mean, this is gives them another, they need super. The Lakers have to have a superstar.
But
period.
They do. Anthony Davis was, I thought.
No, he's not a superstar. I mean, they're going to lose LeBron in the next season or two.
All right.
This keeps L.A. relevant in the conversation.
Okay, so you think it was, I mean, most people do think it was the big Laker win.
Now, the Mavericks will say, again, Luka's been unreliable, and apparently he was at one point the third biggest player in the NBA weight-wise. He was up to about 270.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I never look at him and go, oh, he's fat.
Some people carry it well.
You're right. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I mean, I get it. Again, I think Luka Doncic has become my favorite NBA player.
Well, you relate.
Yeah, I do.
You just
I relate. Yeah.
A lot just said.
Some people
just
carry said. It well. You know, it's not till people see my actual weight that they can't believe I'm even mobile.
Well, true.
Yeah.
True. People say that.
So that's the thing is, I guess you don't realize it because he is so tall as well.
Uh-huh.
And he's built different. He's not built like a Zion. Same thing with Zion Williamson. You know, they've been saying his weights.
Well, I see it with him. I said, oh, this guy's fat and unreliable. But you're saying that
Luka is in the same boat.
Luka is also fat and unreliable. Okay, that's
the Mavericks take, because apparently when he is injured, he eats.
Okay.
And puts on weight, which they feel like then, on top of being injured, it's like, all right, now we got to get him to shed 25 pounds.
If he's the third, or at one point was the third heaviest in the NBA, who beat him? Was it Zion?
Zion, I'm sure. And I mean, I'm not sure. They just said, you know, that was his third heaviest. They didn't list off who.
Well, remember, golly, I wasn't even going to break this down right here. But I remember the last time Luka missed some time. I remember a guy got thrown out of the arena because he yelled at Luka, "Would you get on the treadmill?" Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He yelled at him from the stand. And then afterwards, one of the guys in the press in the post-game press conference said, "What did he yell at you?" And Luka said, "You know what he yelled at me. He yelled about treadmill, you know," and he didn't like that. Or, "Get on the exercise bike or the treadmill, you fat load."
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem.
You know, this is probably the biggest trade of all time, at least the biggest.
Of all time.
And that's coming from like Magic Johnson. Wow. Even. He's like never
in the NBA.
I ever seen anything like this that was done so much in the shadows that it didn't
no
get
No one had any idea.
No. The Mavericks coach, Jason Kidd, didn't know.
He didn't know they were getting rid of Trey.
He didn't know
till
they were said. What? We're done here.
I read they didn't run it by Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavs.
Well, he doesn't own them anymore.
Oh, he does not.
He sold his majority.
Oh, God, hang on. Get out your list.
Jesus.
You just blew a non-negotiable out of the water.
Well, wait. God dang it.
Dang it.
There goes my non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Here I am talking about, they didn't tell Mark Cuban. Why would they?
Mr. Cuban was left
why
out
wasn't
of the
Mr. Cuban told? Oh, he didn't own a
business. He's still there. He's like now their executive chairman of Funfest or something, you know. Like he's
they want
him in the building.
You're telling me Mark Cuban went from owner of the team to executive director of Funfest?
Yeah, or something, yeah. He's got one of those made up titles that they need him in the building so the cameras can pan over and see him on the floor, but he's not he's not in the decisions anymore. Anyways, if anyone can sew me together a Luka Doncic Lakers jersey, I'm all in on this
guy.
He's
your guy. But he's your guy. You and he see eye to eye on things. He's fat and unreliable. You're fat and unreliable. Let me tell you something. I'm so disappointed because here's another reason this is like the most exciting time of the year, because this is our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star time. You know, we're traveling, you know.
Busiest month of the year for the show.
This weekend, on Friday night, this past weekend, we were in my hometown of Asheboro, and Biggie was there. I was there, Chris Stem, BB Shea. So Friday night in Asheboro, that was like old home week for me.
Yeah.
All these folks came up. It's like, my grandma taught you.
Yeah.
My grandma was right about you. About, where are you going? Come back. What'd she say?
A lot of that.
It was a night filled with air quotes. Tell Chris Kelly. I went to middle school with him. I will.
He's standing there. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then.
People were slipping me edibles.
Yep.
Wrong Chris.
Night.
Not me.
What a night.
Wrong Chris.
I can't, many people would come up and stand in front of me and say, tell me who I am. And then I have to go,
geometry.
1986.
Third row.
Yep. They got it. A lot of that.
Tina.
I loved it. It was old home week.
Yeah.
You know, it was old home night for me. But
you wore your school's color, school hoodie.
Now listen.
Probably bootlegged.
Here's what a lot of people said about that, too. I had an Asheboro Blue Comet hoodie.
That was sharp.
Thank you. And a few people would say, how old is that thing? And I disappointed them by saying, 6 weeks.
Hot off the press.
Christmas gift.
That's right. And many would say, did you get that from the Asheboro High School Booster Club? And I had to say, no, I ordered this from China. This came in. It is completely
pre-tariff.
That's right. Yeah. Pre-tariff. I wanted to get that in.
I got it for 25. It'll soon be 35.
That's right. And no money went into the hands of the Asheboro High School Booster Club.
One who actually was connected to the school, and there were a lot of Asheboro Blue Comets at that event, I don't recognize that.
That's right. No one.
That cannot be sanctioned or legal.
That is not our actual logo. That's correct. I bought that on a Chinese website.
You're welcome.
Full disclosure, non-negotiable.
That's right. It does say Asheboro Blue Comets, and people loved it. They were like, oh my God, look at you. Represent. That's my town. And I thought this is going to be such a phenomenal weekend because why? The next night, we go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, same three comedians. And Biggie and I had said, we're riding together.
Mm-hmm.
Got the road trip. I had the playlist ready. I had snacks ready. I had waters ready. We're ready to go. I was so excited. But then Biggie, not feeling well, said, can't make it. I was upset.
Yeah.
His name was Luca.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. That you are
he
exactly.
Pulled a Doncic.
He pulled a Doncic.
On show day.
You are Luca. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, life right now isn't always great.
Correct.
You got good days and not so good days.
That's right. I'll tell you, though, everybody in Myrtle Beach is like, we love Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie?
Yeah, I hated it.
Let me tell you what you missed. You can't believe this. Do you remember last week, Chris Stem told us that he has a cousin that he's never met that would be at that show? He has a second cousin he's never met.
Correct. Okay.
And she would be at this show.
Okay.
And he heard she'd be there, right? So he tells that story, and I completely forgot about it.
As usual.
In one ear and out the other. So we're there, and we have a pre-show mingle, which is always nice, you know, that just like we did in Asheboro. Yeah. And about halfway through the pre-show mingle, I'm talking to one of the comedians, Big A, and B.B. Shea is there, and everybody, we're standing there, and some of the folks from the Myrtle Beach station. And we look over at Chris Dim, and he's talking with five college-age women who are gorgeous. And I said, they are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
What
we've been double booked.
They doing here? And Chris Dim's just holding court. And, I mean, it went on for a while. And I said, what is he doing? Why is he?
They have got to be in the wrong place.
They are in the wrong place. And this is.
Is he politely escorting them? No.
No.
I said, this is getting uncomfortable. He is standing and talking to five 20-year-old women that are gorgeous. And I, you know, I sucked in my gut.
Yeah.
You know,
just a little taller.
Yes, exactly. Like, what is going on here? And then he's like, let's take a picture. And I said, I don't think that's legal. We can't take a picture with these girls. And he said, remember, this is my cousin. And I said, oh, yeah.
That's right.
Finally. Hey. It's like, ah, that makes sense now. Mm-hmm. That's why they're there. Awkward moment for me. You know?
It was.
Yes.
It was. And remained. And remained so.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was like, oh, my God. Who are they? What are they doing here? They didn't fit the mold of the typical person in the audience. But they seemed to have a good time.
Yeah.
Too.
They were brave to come, not knowing she'd never met me ever.
That's right. And there they were.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And let me tell you, I told B.B. Shea, something's going on here. This is uncomfortable. I was very uncomfortable just standing a few feet from it. Then finally was told, remember I told you?
Oh, yeah.
She's fam.
That's right. She's family. They had never met, and there she was.
Yeah.
Great night. Two great nights there. You know, the comedian, one of them, Big A, Andy Forrester, he brought pizza the first night from Sir Pizza. He brought donuts the second night from Krispy Kreme. And, of course, I didn't have them. And
yeah, just basically spitting in his face.
He said, you are less fun than anybody I've ever met in my life. You know, as usual,
it's not an act.
No. That's real. And several of them, like, it was a lot of party time. And, so much fun because they're comedians. And I was in the green room by myself. I just hid back in the green room.
With your readers on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they would all come to me and say, what are you doing back here, man? You're missing the party. And I was like, I don't party. I'm not going to do that.
It looked like you attempted to have some fun, which I, it's on our social media.
Oh, you put it up.
Yes. It's a, the hot thing right now is what I call a 360 camera.
That's it.
It kind of goes around, you know, if you're at a party.
Yes.
And, yours was interesting. It looked like you did well. You were kind of following the camera. Mm. However, the comments have been that we really have to get you some new shirts.
Well, it's a big shirt.
It's a very big shirt.
Glossy shirt. It's much bigger when I bought it.
A lot of people are comparing you to the lead singer of the Talking Heads in that video where he has the giant suit.
Oh, the big suit.
Yeah. A lot of those gifts were put down there.
I understand.
Okay.
And people want you to know they're very proud of your weight loss. They think it's great.
Thank you.
But
it's time for a new shirt.
It's time. We got to get you a new shirt.
It was a blousy shirt.
It was a puffy shirt.
When I saw it, that's that thing, that 360 video. It's you stand on a little pedestal and the camera goes around you several times. And the woman said, who was running it, she goes, do something fun with your arms. And I said, I don't know.
I don't have fun.
I thought I was.
And so, you know, she goes, what's wrong? Are you, it's so robotic. It's so, and so I did my thing, you know, and you've put it, and I waved and the camera went round. And my son got a view of that also. Let me get his quote exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bro's got no aura whatsoever.
You can tell
harsh but accurate.
Let me tell you, the best part is you can tell the moment she says have fun. Because at first you're just standing there and all of a sudden you're like, you say something and then you put your hands up. You're like, hey, like this.
That's right. Bro's got no aura whatsoever. You know, period. Zero aura.
And then towards the end, my favorite part is you can tell you're saying, how long does this go?
Yeah, I was...
It's still spinning.
It's still spinning around me.
I was uncomfortable.
I'd like it to wrap up, please.
Yep. And she goes, isn't that fun? I was like, that can be amusing for some, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Then other people like put on cowboy hats and held up signs.
Yeah, yeah.
And the lady running it said, do you want to get back up? I said, No, I cannot. That just for one night, I can't do it. And that's when Big A, Andy Forrester, the comedian, is like, I got donuts backstage. And I said, you know, I'm carb free and sugar free.
I'm going to have some sand.